It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 317-239-1009.
I love everybody having their own opinion and their preference. Maybe it's what their parents did or what they do as parents. What is the right way to discipline? Maybe it's how your mom and dad or grandma and grandpa did it. Maybe it's how you're doing it now. You're like, this is how I shall do it. The reason I bring up this question for Joe Wants to Know is the American Academy of Pediatrics has issued an official stance about discipline, the group's first since 1998, and it kind of recommends that parents be encouraging and assist in developing methods other than spanking in a response to a behavior that they don't want their kid to do. So they say, hey, no more spanking, no more yelling. The group more explicitly told parents not to spank or yell at their kids. Specifically, caregivers are encouraged to use, quote, healthy forms of discipline, including positive reinforcement and setting limits and expectations rather than any form of corporal punishment or yelling at a child. They say spanking has been found to be ineffective and can actually make behavior worse in kids. The new policy statement says corporal punishment. I feel like we're in jail here, by the way. Corporal punishment.
Yeah, like, let's take it easy. We're talking about children.
It says corporal punishment can be correlated with aggression, depression, and even less gray matter in kids' brains. So you're messing with their head. The policy encourages pediatricians to discuss the matter with parents, quote, so they can make their own decisions.
I kind of get that about spanking, but yelling, I don't know. I feel like yelling can be effective, but maybe that's just because I deal with like 15 crazy kids every single Monday night.
So wait, are you yelling at all these kids? Sit down and shut up, you little snotty-nosed brats!
No, sometimes I will. One kid literally took a ball and kicked it. He was a foot away from me. Kicked it into my face. It hurt. It freaking hurt. He was like six.
That's funny to me.
So I yelled at him.
I can't wait to be a parent because I'm going to be such a good parent. I feel like my kids, I'm going to talk to them with reason. You know, I feel like parents talk to their kids as a kid.
Okay.
And they're smarter than that.
Wait, you think that that's the way to discipline, like just to talk with reason and like that'll work with a child?
Most definitely.
You do have to understand they're kids and like they don't understand part of it, which I talk to my nieces and nephews like they're grown adults, basically just because I think it's funny and they don't understand me, but like they don't understand me.
Right. I mean, I get that, but I don't know. You'll see when I have kids.
317-239-1009. Allie's on the Joe and Alex Show. I'd like to start out with you this morning. What do you think about like the best way to punish? Because they're saying do not yell, do not spank. It's not good.
So I work with kids every day. I'm a nanny, and I watch three boys under the age of five.
Okay.
And I think it's important to respect the kids so they know where you're coming from. You know, positive reinforcement works a lot better than just yelling and spanking. They have to understand, like, what they're doing wrong. I do, like, a behavior clip chart, which helps a lot. It helps the child to kind of see what they're doing. But you have to be very consistent. And if you're not consistent, then it's really not going to work. You got to talk to them and reason with them and respect them. And they're acting out because they're upset about something, you know? So you
okay.
have to ask them.
All right. Hey, thank you, Allie, for calling. We appreciate your call. 317-239-1009. You can also get in with our social media. No yelling on there either, okay? You are not allowed to.
And Samity said, spanking is just a lazy way to discipline children. There are many more effective ways without causing physical pain.
All right, let's talk to Dawn this morning. Dawn, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your method of discipline? What do you think is the right way to do it?
I have four girls, and I would pull my car over on the side of the road and bust my kids' butt if they were doing something wrong. My oldest is now 19 years old, about to enlist in a branch of military. I won't say which one. One of my kids is homeschooled and very disciplined. My other one works full-time and goes to school full-time. I was whipped as a parent. There is absolutely nothing wrong with spanking your children. Beating them, yes.
How is their demeanor? So I get that they're accomplished, but like, how is their demeanor and their character and their attitude? Good? Happy?
Absolutely positive. My 16-year-old is a class clown. You absolutely, if you met her, there's not a moment you would not be laughing with her. She'll put down her window driving down the road and wave at a 14-year-old and be like, hi, Grandpa. How are you? Like, they're just absolutely happy and extremely pleasant. I've never had a parent complain to have them over to spend the night for a sleepover in 19 years.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they're scared they're going to get whipped.
Dawn, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Now, hold on. Let's talk to Kathy, because she's got a little bit of a disagreement with your husband. What's the problem?
Yeah, I don't believe in the whole spanking thing. I have two little girls at home, and I don't spank them. They're, you know, only get in trouble every once in a blue moon. They're pretty well-respected kids. But my husband, on the other hand, does believe in spanking. So that's like a constant battle in our house is do we or don't we?
So what ends up being the prevailing one? Like, who wins?
Whoever's home?
Primarily, I would say me, unless, like, things get, like, out of hand. Like, if they just start getting way out of control, then, I mean,
they just start.
He will spank them and I just can't stand it. I don't agree with it at all. And mind you, he's not spanking them hard or anything like that. It's just not something that I agree with. I don't think it does anything other than rile them up more.
See, I'm afraid that, like, if I spank my kid, like, my kid will be the kid that's not like me. Like, they'll actually be in shape, they'll be strong, and they will beat my ass. Like, one day, they'll grow up and, like, hey, Dad, it's time for your spanking, old man. And I'm like, no, leave me alone, son. Hey, Kathy, thank you for calling in. Let's talk to Rachel on the Joe and Alex show. And you say to do what?
Okay, so I think it depends on the severity of what happened. But there is no rationally talking to a child. If that was, they don't have that type of thinking. And believe me, if they've done something, I'm going to spank that ass.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Does it matter how young they are if you're going to give them a spanking or no?
Well, I mean, when they're little kids, I think when they start getting to about 7 or 8, they need to get a little whipping to let them know, hey, I'm the alpha kitty. You are not. We will get this right. And it will be my way.
That's crazy to think about because which again, I am not a parent, so I don't know. This hurts my brain. So like this, I'm glad I'm not a parent making these decisions. But my sister has a 3-year-old. And when my mom watches him and he acts up, my mom puts him in timeout. And he gets devastated being in timeout. Like, he clearly understands that he cannot play. He cannot talk with his sister, his cousin. He can't have any toys. Like, he is physically upset when he is put in timeout. So he realizes he did something bad.
And that's a good thing. But I think at that age, they need that timeout.
But you're saying that they need to be spanked because they can't, like, rationalize it.
Not until they get to 7, 8, 9 years old. I think at that age, they need the timeouts. They need the positive reinforcement. Okay, Johnny, well, this is why we don't do this, A, B, and C. But when they start getting to that preteen and stuff like that.
So you think they can rationalize it at 3 years old, but they can't rationalize it at 7 to 8 to 9 and 10?
No, not so much rationalizing it, but you could talk to them a little bit clearer. Think about it.
You can talk to them clearer when they're 3 than when they're 10?
Well, yeah, because they got hormones going through their body. At that age, they don't have hormones going through their body. Hmm.
Rachel, you want me to give Live the Web Girl a spanking right now for talking back to you?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to understand what she was saying. I was getting confused.
Quit talking back to Rachel. One more for good measure. There we go. Thank you, Rachel. She'll never talk back to you again like that.
Woohoo!
It's interesting. Hey, if you couldn't get through this morning, let us know on Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show, what you think is the right way to discipline. All right, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to check in with Jules. She works here on Radio Now 100.9 starting at 10 o'clock. And she's actually out there right now doing some Joe and Alex Show exit polling questions. She's asking the hard-hitting questions that you may or may not see on the ballot. We're going to see what's going on with that next on the Joe and Alex Show.